I'm April Cummings with your latest sports. Cayman is making strides in the pool at the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Scotland. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
In his first Commonwealth Games appearance, Eli Bain started the day off in the men's 200-meter butterfly, touching the wall in 2:19.13, finishing 18th overall. Riley Watson recorded 32.21 seconds, and Sierra Broadbelt touched the wall in 30 seconds in the women's 50-meter backstroke. The men's 100-meter freestyle produced two of Team Cayman's strongest performances of the day. Daniel Kish clocked a time of 51.48, while teammate James Allison finished in a time of 50.38 seconds in his heat. Connor McDonald recorded 8:41.32 in the men's 800-meter freestyle. No Cayman Island swimmers advanced from Monday's preliminary program. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The Olympic Committee says as the games move into their second half, Team Cayman remains focused on continuing to represent the Cayman Islands with pride, professionalism, and determination. The Cayman Islands girls under 15 national team win the inaugural Goombe Cup in Nassau, finishing unbeaten in the three-day regional tournament. The competition, created after CONCACAF canceled its under 15 championship, brought together six national teams from across the Caribbean for international play. Cayman topped the standings with four wins and a draw, scoring 13 goals and conceding just once. Their campaign included a 7-0 debut against Grenada and closed with a 1-0 victory over Bermuda, sealed by a 60th-minute header from Ari Eden. Team Cayman Beach Volleyball is in Santo Domingo for the Central American and Caribbean Games. Coach Trevor Thoreau says things are going well so far, at least for Dylan Lenny and Jesario Ebanks.
The boys are doing extremely well. They have won their in their pool. There was Mexico. They lost to Mexico in a very competitive game. The scores may not reflect it totally, but the boys put up a tremendous performance against Mexico. We lost in two sets, and we defeated U.S. Virgin Islands easily and Bermuda easily, 2-0.
The men's pair were scheduled to take on Costa Rica today for a place in the quarterfinals.
I think the boys have really demonstrated a high level of play. A certain degree of composure on the court that is, again, reflective of how they were practicing and how they prepared for this tournament.
Coach says Joanna Robinson and Luna Ebanks, on the other hand, are, quote, struggling.
We're not performing at the level that we are supposed to. So we have lost all three games so far against Dominican Republic, El Salvador, and Belize.
They were expected to play the U.S. Virgin Islands today. Cayman Islands National Youth Squad is representing at Pan American Youth Chess Festival in Colombia. 15 Cayman Islands junior players are competing this week in sections ranging from under 8 to under 18. That is your local sports. I'm April Cummings. This is Radio Cayman's Newsroom.